3-7-1.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday evening, or Sunday morning, or in some cases Monday, depending on where you are in the world. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be here for the next 2 hours live. It is the 15th day of February 2009. Well, Barack Obama said that not 1 minute could be wasted. They absolutely had to have the $800-plus billion spending package passed immediately, or we would have a depression. And there was a big debate Thursday and Friday that no one had been allowed to see the bill or read the bill. The bill was made public 1 hour before it was finally passed. It had been in conference between the House and the Senate. 1 hour later, the 1,100-plus page bill, 1 hour after it was made public, was passed. And then Obama said, I'm going on a three-day vacation, but that's not enough. I'm then going to sign it maybe next Thursday in Denver. Maybe. It's a big joke on everybody. Going back to the end of George Bush's days, back in early October, October 3rd to be precise, they said, no one can read the bill. No one can see the bill. We've got to have the banker bail out $700 billion. It really turned out to be $8.5 trillion so far. That's Bloomberg AP, because it's unlimited. No one can read it. No one can see it. It's got to pass now or we'll have a depression next week. Then on Saturday, the day after it passed, October 4th, Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Mr. Paulson, said, you know what? We don't even need it for mortgages anymore. We're not going to say what we're going to use it for. This is on record. In fact, they came before Congress. I have the testimonies. It's in my upcoming film I'm making, The Obama Deception. And Obama's people, they bragged that the Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, was the, quote, architect of the bailout, and honchoed it through the House and Senate when he was a Democratic leader in the House. He just resigned a few months ago. And, of course, both parties are involved because they're both owned by the offshore banks. The issue here is they didn't want anybody reading the bill. And you know why they didn't want you reading the bill? It has health care rationing in it. It says that the elderly will not be given basic health care. Tom Daschle literally wrote the legislation, and he wrote a book about it 2 years ago saying, yeah, old folks just have to accept that you're not meant to be treated for these ailments. And so rationing of health care, in the past they would deny that with socialist health care, but they say it's the British model, where people wait 18 months for brain tumor surgery and, of course, die for treatable brain tumors and things like that. Or you could have a couple $1,000 surgery on your eyes, but they just let you go blind. Things like that. And Bloomberg did a report on this, and we covered it on Friday. You can actually read the subsections, because that subsection of the bill was made public because they had tagged it on and admitted they tagged it on the larger bill. It was the bill, the entirety of the bill itself, that was a secret. Remember 2 years ago they said, oh, it's a secret bill on fixing immigration, fixing it. No one can see it, but trust us, there's no amnesty. And then Senator Session violated Senate rules and got in trouble for it, but thank God he did, and leaked the bill. You can Google 20 loopholes in immigration bill, and you can read the 20 loopholes from 2 years ago. And it was worse than total amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens. It allowed felons who were felons to stay here. It allowed anyone who wanted to come for 6 years to come here instantly legalized. So it was more than just an amnesty for the, quote, 14 million they claimed were here. Though Congress has even studied the problem and said over 30 million. So this is the type of deception that we see. But here's the big issue. I got a call Friday and another call Saturday from the same congressional source that told me they'd been threatened with martial law back in October of last year if they didn't pass the bill. And we reported the martial law threat before it was on the news. Then it ended up coming out on C-SPAN, the floor of the House, and then made national news. Just like a year and a half before, it was made public that the federal government secretly hired now 26,000 preachers training their flock to go to FEMA camps, to turn in their guns, to submit to government. Romans 13, people didn't believe us, and then a year and a half later it came out in mainstream news and is now public. This congressional source, it's always been accurate, said that gun control, more gun bans, particularly H.R. 45, total national gun registration, psychological testing to own a gun. If you've ever had a misdemeanor, you can't own a gun. That had been introduced and tagged on through a part of the health spending bill. Well, last night, I went ahead and spent 3 hours reading most of the 1,100-page bill. Remember, we didn't get it till an hour before it passed, and I was on air at the time, and then Friday went home and saw my family, and then didn't get around to reading until Saturday. And yes, that congressional aide was correct. Now, you'd say, why doesn't the aide just go public? Because under House rules, they get in trouble. See, they didn't have these House rules 100 years ago. It's now a dictatorship of the committee chairman. And so they're in these meetings. They're not allowed to tell the public when it's in conference. So they have to leak this to us, just like Senator Sessions did and others. First, he leaked it. People said it wasn't true. Then he just released the bill. And legally, he's really allowed to. It was just a Senate rule in that case. But regardless of that, they stripped out the language about guns, but left the H.R. 45 language on the mental screening in there for total federalization of all medical records and to make all the psychologists and psychiatrists going back 30, 40 years to load all these records in. So let's say in high school you went to the psychologist because your parents were, upset because you were depressed and were popping your zits or whatever. Well, now you don't get to own a gun. All the military medical records, they've already done this to some extent, but now all the military records, any psychological designation for any reason, you don't get a Second Amendment. And a lot of police are going to be losing their peace officer's license. I warned you. Now, we'll see if they're able to implement this, but the language is in there. And last night, I almost did an emergency broadcast. I got my board ops down to the station. I was about to go on air, and I just said, you know what? I got to go finish this Obama film. A bunch is going on. I've got this congressional aide warning me high level. But I'm going to wait and see if any of the gun groups pick up on this because I can always cover it Monday. It's already passed. So I didn't go on air at like 11 o'clock last night after I'd been reading the bill and confirmed it. And then I went to Gun Owners of America this morning. Sure enough, they're on to it. It's a headline on their site. So not just Alex Jones saying it. We now have it right here from Gun Owners of America. Pork bailout bill could ban guns for millions of Americans. This is from Gun Owners of America, the second largest gun organization, Second Amendment group in the United States with, 300,000 members. So they analyze it and warn you right there. So there you have it. You don't have to go off my secret congressional source. They picked up on it, so it's there for everybody to see. There's a bunch of other gun banning and gun restricting and ban all semi-autos, most handguns, most rifles. There's another bill where the Attorney General can just give an order and ban any guns he wants, like he's a petty god or something, some demigod. And don't think they won't try to pass that, because what did the bill they passed on October 3rd of last year say, known as the banker bailout? It was really a banker takeover. It said in the subsections, and we've read this on air many times, that no agency, no group of government, no one can look into these numbers. It is secret. So Congress passes a law handing over their authority and ceding some letter of marque to offshore private banks to literally be above the law. That's fraud. They can't do that. But they did. And now I have all these congressional hearings the last few months where they call up Federal Reserve Chairman in New York, the Fed Chairman himself, Bernanke, and they just say, we don't have to tell you. And then Greenspan goes on Lair NewsHour and says, we're above the law. No one can investigate us. We played that clip before. You can just Google Greenspan, Fed above the law. You'll see Lair NewsHour. There's a bunch of other stuff in the bill. It is a total nightmare. But that's why they wanted to rush it through so nobody could read it, just like the Patriot Act. We're going to cover all this when we get back and take a lot of phone calls. And we have a big guest coming on with a huge story about FEMA camps and mass graves.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right. The children of the beast are the ones taking over our country, our world. That's all we see throughout history is tyrants, corrupt, wicked criminals getting control of government and then taking control of societies and doing horrible things. Now, remember, it had to be passed. No one could read it. They couldn't even have one day to look at the 1,100-plus page bill. For the last 2 weeks, they wouldn't let the public see it. They kept changing, and it kept going back and forth between the House and Senate. The Revitalization Act, the stimulus bill, it had to be passed. 800-and-something billion, but it has mandates in it. according to CNBC, of over $9 trillion in the next 4 years. So it's really a $9 trillion, quote, stimulus. It's really a expansion of federal takeover of the states, where they take our tax money, then bring it back into the states for control. And then, well, I mean, here's an article right here. What's the rush? Urgent stimulus on hold for the Obama's weekend off after pushing Congress for weeks to hurry up and pass the massive $787 billion stimulus plan. President Obama promptly took off for a three-day holiday getaway. Obama arrived at the home in Chicago on Friday and treated his wife to a Valentine's Day dinner downtown last night. The couple was spotted leaving upscale Table 52, which specializes in Southern cuisine, with the First Lady toting what appeared to be a doggy bag. The president plans to spend the President's Day weekend in the Windy City and is not expected to sign the bill until Tuesday, when he travels to Denver to discuss his economic plans. So he's going to wait, could have signed it Friday. He's going to wait 5 days to sign that. Both the House and the Senate passed the bill Friday. The push to get the bill through before the holiday weekend was so frantic, members of Congress didn't have a chance to read the 1,071 pages of the document before they could vote. In a perfect world, it would have been nice to have had more time to process it, said Ian Kayoski, a spokesman, Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat, New York. Meanwhile, Governor Patterson called yesterday for fiscal restraint with the maximum influx of federal aid. His budget office estimated that New York will receive $24.6 billion over the next 2 years, $4 billion more than first believed. So, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, got fooled again. They did the same thing. If the Democrats and Republicans together, bought and paid for by Wall Street, they passed the banker bill that is now over $8 trillion, according to major financial publications. But Congress has asked for specifically where the money was spent, and they're told, hey, you passed a bill saying no oversight by any agency or any government, period, or any court. And so they sit there laughing at Congress. Most of them are already on the payroll, so why do they care as Rome burns, as Rome collapses around them? That's the idea. Have a fire sale. Implode the economy. And by the way, the supposed banker bailout money, that goes to the banks, taxpayers pay for it, and then the banks loan it back to the government in the stimulus plan. And then I've heard a lot of economists admit that this actually froze more credit because the money going to the banks basically held up any other money actually getting out to the population, because it all went right back into government or to offshore banks. So there you have it. They had to have the bill passed. They had to have it passed now. They had to have it passed yesterday, but now they're going to wait 4 to 5 days before signing the bill, and it's all a big joke. The whole point was they didn't want anybody reading the bill, and no one did read the bill. This is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's from Governors of America. Pork bailout bill could ban guns for millions of Americans. And they've already done this. The first thing Bill Clinton did, well, the last thing he did, but they immediately put it into function, was go after veterans. And people always wondered why, since the days of Korea, that if you collapse from heat exhaustion or you collapse from being on the front lines for 3 or 4 days with no sleep, they would give you a month of leave, but then you'd have a psychological designation of post-traumatic stress or other things, and then that would be with you for the rest of your life. And then when you now try to go buy a gun since 2000, suddenly veterans everywhere with no criminal record can't buy guns, and they go to the NICS instant check system, the instant registration system, and they're told, well, you had a post-traumatic stress. And they put hundreds of thousands of vets in there, but they stopped in 2002 because of lawsuits. Well, now it's happening again. But it's worse than that. They said that White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, you can pull this up, just Rahm Emanuel, gun control, no fly list, it'll come up for you. And he said in a recent speech, and in speeches previous to that, there's quite a few of them, that, well, we need to have like a no-gun list, like a no-fly list. First, he said we need to have a no-fly list and put you on there, and then you can't own a gun. Over a million Americans in it, a blacklist, no judge, no jury, no arrest. They just put you on there, and it's ever-growing. But they said we need to have a no-gun list, just just like that that say, quote, no criminal list, but they don't arrest you, they don't charge you, you just can't own a gun. And that's done extrajudicially. It's outside the courts, it's outside, it's extra legislative. It's just done separately by the bureaucracy. So we have that going on. But here's this article from Gun Owners of America. Pork bailout bill could ban guns for millions of Americans. The Obama administration is putting a lot of pressure on Congress to slam through the most recent $800 billion bailout package before anyone has an opportunity to read it. The Obama administration intones that the details are unimportant. The only thing that matters is the bigness, and by shipping a bill of nearly $900 billion-plus interest to our children and grandchildren, the package is really, really big, bigger, in fact, than any budget of our entire government for the last 170 years of our country's experience. But now that some of the details are finally starting to leak out of Washington, gun owners and a lot of other analysts are beginning to look at the fine print, and some of it is particularly scary. A particular concern to gun owners are sections 13101 or 13101 through 13434 of H.R. 1, which would set up the infrastructure to computerize the medical records of all Americans in a government-coordinated database. Now, this was separately in H.R. 45, and they brought it into the bill. And this is to give people psychological designations to then ban their gun ownership. This is bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act that restricted felons' access to firearms. And it goes on, this would do by establishing a national coordinator for health information technology, tasked with, among other things, providing information to help guide medical decisions at a time and place of care. And they state in H.R. 45 that they're going to use this to restrict people who ever had a mental designation from owning a firearm. And notice how the last 30 years they advertise, oh, you're depressed, oh, you had a car wreck, oh, you're in high school, oh, go to the counselor, oh, get on Ritalin, oh, get on Prozac, over 100 million prescriptions in 2008 for Prozac. And to get that paid for by insurance, they have hundreds and hundreds of mental designations, and they say, oh, you got ADHD, or, oh, you got post-traumatic stress, or, oh, you're bipolar, or, oh, you've got chronic depression. We're going to put you on this drug, and it's all paid for. And they state, understand, the new Attorney General Holder stated in lawsuits in court and before the Supreme Court, Rahm Emanuel introduced bills previously, the new Chief of Staff, this whole crew says they're going to ban you from owning guns. And they're going to do it outside of law through this new database, just do it executively themselves. Coming up, your phone calls, and then, is FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago? We've got the reporter on that broke the story and talked to one of the emergency planners. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We are back live, and you're going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Also, Hillary Clinton, a whole bunch of other people, the new Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu. I mean, I've seen 5-6 articles the last day where they're all announcing, U.S. senators are announcing, we need a carbon tax on all human activity that will fund the government in its shortfall. Now, when I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, I noticed that they were denying that that was their plan, and of course we would show there's somewhat confidential and in some cases secret documents from the North American Union meetings and other things they've been happening, and it was all there. But people said, oh, I was making that up. There wasn't any plan for taxes to, quote, save the earth. Now they are admitting that. Buried in a New York Times article replete with pontification of Obama's energy secretary, Stephen Chu, we find what the globalists have in mind for us. Carbon taxes so crippling they will drive more jobs out of the economy and send energy costs through the stratosphere, Kurt Nemo writes for InfoWars.com. Quote in the New York Times, Dr. Chu said reaching agreement on legislation to combat climate change would be difficult in the current recession because any scheme to regulate greenhouse gas emissions would probably cause energy prices to rise and drive manufacturing jobs out of the country to other countries where energy is cheaper. Well, or where they won't have the carbon tax rules like China, India, Mexico, and 160 others. In fact, they have no carbon restrictions, and so it will actually increase the carbon footprint. But the globalists aren't worried. They know carbon dioxide is what plants breathe and is actually good. It's just a fraud for the dumb yuppies in America so they can regulate every facet of your life. So that's there as well. All those denials, yet we are right again, not because we're smart. We know how to read the globalist documents, and they rule the planet, so we're accurate. They just don't want you to know about it until it's too late. So we'll get into that report as well. There was a mysterious plane crash that all of you heard about back on Friday. 9/11 activists who sued government killed in Buffalo plane crash. One of the passengers aboard the plane that crashed into a house 10 miles from Buffalo, New York Airport, it was actually late on Thursday, was a 9/11 widow who had questioned the official account of the attack, sued the government, and consistently lobbied for an investigative commission to investigate 9/11. And she, of course, had I'd interviewed her years ago. Many others had interviewed her. She believed that 9/11 clearly was an inside job. She got a meeting with Obama privately, and she's dead now. I am suing because, unlike other investigative avenues, my lawsuit requires all testimony be given under oath and fully uses powers to compel evidence, Eckhart wrote in December 2003 in a statement entitled, My Silence Cannot Be Bought. The Victims Fund was not created in the spirit of compassion. Lawmakers capped the liability of the airlines at the behest of lobbyists. By the way, she lost her husband on the 96th floor of one of the towers. She continues, at the behest of lobbyists who descended on Washington while the September 11th fire still smoldered, she wrote. Other September relatives who accepted settlements forfeited their right to sue the airline, airport, security companies, or other U.S. organizations that could have been faltered for negligence and inadequate security measures. This ensured that very little details of the attacks emerged outside of the government-appointed 9/11 commission. She went on to write in her statement, I want to know what went on so wrong with our intelligence and security systems that a band of religious fanatics was able to turn four U.S. passenger jets into an enemy force, attack our cities, and kill 3,000 civilians with terrifying ease. I want to know why 210-story skyscrapers collapsed in less than 2 hours and why escape and rescue options were so limited. And it went on from there. She was the co-founder of the steering committee of the group Voices for September 11th. Ms. Eckhart joined other activists in pushing for an investigative commission. She met with Obama days before she died. Obama remarks on plane crash stimulus. You can pull up the video of this on YouTube, but here's the text. President Obama, this is from the Washington Post, well, thank you all for being here. Before I begin, I want to say a brief word with the terrible tragedy that took place outside of Buffalo last night. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends who lost loved ones. And as always, our thanks goes out to the brave first responders who arrived immediately. And it goes on, tragic events such as these remind us of the fragility of our life and the value of the end of every single day. One person has stood that well, this is him babbling, so it's not me reading. One person who stood that well was Beverly Eckhart, who was on that flight and who I met with just days ago. You see, Beverly lost her husband on 9/11, became a tireless advocate for those families whose lives were forever changed on September 11th day. And of course, she knows Hillary Clinton is a high-powered Democrat. She was. She's dead now. So there is that report right there. Very, very suspicious. If you do the actuary math on someone who lost a husband from 9/11 with someone who had just met with the president, with someone who just died in a plane crash, and the fact that she was a 9/11 truther, and it is billions to one conservatively. I want to go to Pat, Tripp, Joe, Lindsay, and others, but first let's go to Zandra in Texas. You are on the air, Zandra.
And I believe I'm speaking to you. Oh, thank you very much. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I moved here to San Antonio. I worked for FEMA. I was a night auditor at a small hotel right outside of Tyler, and they had tornadoes in different counties, Smith County being one of them. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. They came in at night, set up at the old courthouse that was vacant. And I thought everything was fine. You know, they hired me. They called me a local hire because they hired me on the spot as an auditor. So I'm looking at all the 18-wheelers coming in with all the equipment and the desk and the chairs and the phone lines putting in. Okay, everything seemed perfect. And then at 5:01, when the day was over with, I'm looking at these same people who were so articulate during the day trying to, I guess, werewolves. I don't know another name. Because at night, they would party, not in the hotel that I happen to be an auditor, but across the street at the Ramada Inn. get on top of the pool table, raise their dresses up, have
oil. Well, ma'am, just to be specific, so you were a contract worker for FEMA. When was this?
This was, I guess, the early 90s. It's right outside of Tyler. It's called...
Well, we know a lot of government people like to party. A lot of folks, period, do that. Specifically, I'm not trying to poo-poo what you're saying, but...
No.
I mean, where's this story going? Just they're a bunch of wild heathen?
Okay. I just saw a lot of the equipment come up missing.
Oh, well, I mean, there's billions and billions a year stolen by the Pentagon alone just in equipment, but the Pentagon... according to the Associated Press, has stolen $4 trillion out of the pension funds since 1998 until last year. They've had congressional hearings, and Homeland Security and others and the Department of Defense won't say where the money went. So, yes, there is massive fraud. That's what government is throughout history, and criminals gravitate into government positions of power to take advantage of that. But it's good to hear from you. I appreciate you calling. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho. Lindsay, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
Interesting thing. You're always asking people that listen to you how to fight this thing with nonviolent uses. And I think that one of the best ways is logic and using their own words against them. And I refer to an article on your site today about trade a gun for a rose. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I have it here right in front of me. Let me give people the headline. Trade a gun for a rose in South Carolina on Valentine's Day. This is done to have the news images of people handing in guns to semantically train them to turn their guns in and to have the idea that guns are dirty and guns are bad. And they have the police saying this, and they have these gun buybacks everywhere.
Now, here is my point, Alex. Logically speaking, if you read the article, which I'm sure most of the listeners have, it was about, quote, a handgun was worth a $100 gift card while the rifle or shotgun netted $50. Here it is. This is the key.
Stay there. We'll come back to you after the break, okay?
Okay, please.
Put you on hold. We'll come back to Lindsay after the break. Yeah, they're getting you ready for gun confiscation. They're training the police that it's all kosher and acceptable. They want your guns. They want you to be their slave. It's that simple. They can't stand the fact you're free and independent.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back. Let's go back to Lindsay in Idaho. He was bringing up this article, and I see these every week all over the country. They have gun buybacks, and it's normally old women whose husband has died. And they'll go turn in. I've seen cases where it's these fine carved English shotguns. They might be worth $10,000 in some cases. And they get $50, $100, a gift card. They're, it's dirty, it's bad. They'll show them the news. I mean, get rid of it. Please, it's devilish. And the officer's like, absolutely. I'll get rid of that evil thing for you, ma'am. And they're caught many times selling them out the back door of the police station. A lot of police have been in trouble for that. And but the women feel safe, predominantly, it's mainly women, with the cops with handguns on their sides. See, it's safe when government has a gun, but not when a slave has it. This is the domestication, the institutionalization of the population. They have billboards up all over the country for at least a decade that show a picture of a revolver pointed at you threateningly, and it says, report illegal guns. And then people looking at that think all guns are illegal. This is a perception battle when they're not. And it's been done by design. And it's the same thing here with these gun buybacks. The news image of people lined up turning guns in. And they say in the article, we're doing background checks and ballistics on all the guns, and we're going to come arrest you if anything illegal has been done with them. I mean, what idiot would go incriminate themselves and do this, to have themselves registered and turn it in? But look, don't worry, criminals and government. Record gun sales, record ammo sales. They're selling out of ammo and guns everywhere now. We are on to you, so you may have some idiots that will come turn the guns into you as if they're something evil. But the public knows the truth. They know Hitler was for gun control. They know the first gun control laws in this nation were against black people. They know that criminal governments, as the founding fathers said, want your guns. Go ahead and make your point there, Lindsay.
Okay, Alex, here's the logic in the rest of the article. As it said, one man turned in six handguns worth $600 in gift cards. Now, quickly, there was no amnesty for those turning in guns. The weapons were checked to see if they were stolen. And then I love this part. Names and addresses were jotted down. Makes it sound kind of, no big deal, jotted down. Here is my point. This guy that turns in six handguns in South Carolina, if you want to debunk Associated Press and whoever wrote this article and about all this, this guy ought to be on the front page news as the best American in the country. He turned in six handguns. Who is he? My point being, I think this is PSYOP. I don't think this person exists.
Sir, in 1998, or was it not, the Texas legislature was in session. It made national news. We're in there, and they bring up these two young black men to say, we're gangbangers, we're dangerous. You know, you need to ban the guns or people. It was playing race card.
Absolutely.
Then we caught the guy who had brought them there, paying them off, and it came out in the Statesman. It was illegal. The legislature had to admit it. Violated House ethics rules. The whole point is that was staged. And, yes, I guarantee you this was Handgun Control Incorporated. They've been caught at other events staging these because nobody's really showing up in mass.
All I'm saying, Alex, is simply this. If anybody was to write in to South Carolina newspaper, AP, I don't care, and say, this guy is great. We need his name. We want to put him on the front page. I would be willing to bet what's left of my money that he doesn't exist.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. And that's meant to prime the pump with news cameras. They have this on TV, too. So old ladies then get into the pack mentality, the herd mentality, the sheep mentality, and run down and turn their guns in.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And again, AP, all I'm saying, Alex, is simply this. If people would read what is even given to them by the AP and then dissect it and then logically say, okay, let's go at it this way, that is a good way to fight the disinformation that's coming down in this day and time.
No, I agree. There was a big professor up at the University of Chicago about 6 years ago who wrote a big book saying the colonies were anti-gun. 5% of people owned rifles. It wasn't a pro-gun culture. The war wasn't started over guns. He used fake census and church records of births. And then we got on air and said, this is fake. This is a lie. We know the history. And people did an investigation. It turned out it was all lies, and he was kicked out and lost his tenure. And absolutely, that's how they operate, is deception. That's their favorite tool. Look, I would have gotten to this story. Notice it was in my stack, but I wasn't going to get to it because I don't have time. I've got too many news stories, too many calls, too much to cover. But, yes, I have stacks of similar news. You notice you called about it, and I had it in the stack, every day. But understand, it creates the perception. The article's written like, ooh, their names were written down. Ooh, they might get in trouble. As if the guns were illegal, and that's why they were turning them in. As if the average handgun probably costs $400. This guy could have gone and made thousands off these six guns. Selling them to a gun dealer. Totally legal. But it didn't happen. Let's go to Pat in Canada. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead, Pat. Okay, let's talk to Tripped in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Oh, that was the wrong caller. Now Tripped, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
I originally called in to talk about the internet, too, but the gun thing brought up an interesting point. When they were taking these guns away in South Carolina, it reminded me of the UK, where they took all the guns away.
In the UK, first for decades, they had gun buybacks and gun amnesty before they were illegal. It creates the perception. Then they registered them. Then they confiscated them, just like they've started in Canada. Go ahead.
Right. And it was funny because I was watching a video, Britain's Warning to Americans, where all these Britons were saying, please learn from our mistakes. Don't let them do this to you. We're trying our best to reverse it, but once it's done, it's almost impossible to reverse. I go back and check the video a few days ago. It says YouTube had to pull this video because the NRA requested that it be taken down. I just thought that was pretty funny.
That's right. The NRA is a pro-gun control group, and more and more of that's coming out. They pushed the 68 Gun Control Act and got it passed. They were set up by the federal government in 1870. They're there to neutralize and control gun owners. And now, Gunners of America is now on record. The NRA is a pro-gun control group, but they pose like they're pro-gun. Look, bottom line, the criminals in government are criminals. They're looting. They're robbing you. We're in offshore bank receivership. One of the first things the IMF and World Bank do when they take over a third world nation is order them to confiscate the guns if they want more loans. That's what's happening here in the United States. It's happening. They've introduced bills to ban all semi-automatic rifles, all semi-automatic handguns. It's introduced. It's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? You're a great American. Hey, I wanted to tell you two things. I've been changing a lot of people's minds about 9/11 just by showing them now the articles about NIST and Building Number 7 versus the Beijing Hotel that burned. And if you've been watching CNN, they've been showing really, really close pictures of the ground of the plane that fell in Buffalo, and you can see the tail section. The NTSB guy came out and said that we found the engines, the wings, and everything, and they showed it when it was on fire and how it all flamed up. Well, I'm showing people that picture and that video, and then I show them the video in Pennsylvania that the plane hit the ground, and obviously it was nothing but a hole, and all that is wood should have been torched.
Well, let me add something. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. I interviewed the firefighters 4 years ago when they were in the Philadelphia Daily News saying they found three of the four black boxes from the planes that hit Tower 1 and 2. The FBI grabbed the boxes, declared national security. That was in the news. Now several federal agencies have come out and said, yes, we found the boxes, and we don't know why the FBI won't release them. That was mainstream news on Friday. Steve Watson did a story about it. Paul Watson did a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com. So the point is, it is an inside job, folks.
Most definitely, Alex. And I tell you right now, you have one of the greatest shows, and you have the greatest listening group out there, and I think it's time that we organize and march to Washington and sit on their porch and say, hey, it's time for answers. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Well, the American people can't march. Their savior, Obama's here. He's going to save us from everything Bush did. Meanwhile, I've never seen this many lobbyists put into power. He swore, he pledged, no lobbyist or no one that's given me donations in power positions. And I'm making the Obama deception film right now, and I had too many examples. I only give like 10, every major cabinet position, not just lobbyists, top Raytheon, top Goldman Sachs. If they're over health care, Health and Human Services, they're the former top lobbyists for the big hospitals or the big drug companies. And it'll be 10, 20, 30, 40 deep where every position is lobbyist. He said he was going to get us out of Iraq in 6 months, then 16, now it's 23, now he says maybe never. Doubling the troops in Afghanistan, lied about that. Said he didn't NAFTA and GATT, now says he's going to expand NAFTA and GATT. I mean, the lies go on and on and on and on, but he smiles nice. He tells you he loves you. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.